for lunch and transportation.
Especially lunch,
Benny said with a grin. This made Henry smile. Benny's middle name is Food, he teased. Hillary smiled too. Then she gestured toward the middle-aged man. This is Mike, she said. He'll be with the Best family again, and Andy will be with the Aldens. The young cameraman was leaning against the wall. He waved to the Aldens, and they waved back. Mike and Andy will get everyone ready for the day, Hillary told them. This won't take long, Andy said, after shaking hands with each of the Aldens in turn. We just need to get you set up with microphones. Benny's eyebrows shot up.
We'll be holding microphones?
Nothing to hold, Benny. Andy held up a small recorder about the size of a wallet. We'll clip this onto the back of your shorts. You'll soon forget you even have it on. But Violet didn't look so sure. She was still nervous about being on television. How could they ever forget their words were being recorded?
Nobody will even see them under our T-shirts,
Benny remarked. That's the whole idea, Benny. Andy winked at the youngest Alden. We don't want the folks at home to see our television equipment. As soon as everyone had been equipped with microphones, Hillary handed each team a small wooden box. The clues inside these boxes, she told them, lead to the hiding place of the first gold coin. You'll have until 5 o'clock today, she added. Best of luck! With that, both teams headed for the door, with the cameramen close behind. Outside, the Aldens set off in one direction, the Best family in the other. When Jessie spotted an empty bench by the bus stop, she sat down with the box.
Hurry, Jessie,
Benny pleaded.
Open the box, okay?
The youngest Alden was bobbing up and down with excitement. With Andy's camera rolling, Jessie lifted the lid of the wooden box. Inside, they found a note, some cloth stars, and three spools of colored thread, red, white, and blue. Jessie read the note aloud.
Cats at play will show the way.
Cats at play? Benny echoed. What's that all about?
You got me, said Henry.
13, Jessie said, after counting the white stars. 13 stars and 3 spools of thread. How weird is that?
I was just thinking, said Violet. I'm not sure about the thread and the stars, but I have a feeling we should head for the zoo.
Benny looked confused.
The zoo?
I think I know what Violet means, said Henry. Lions and tigers are cats.
And the zoo has lots of lions and tigers,
Benny cried, suddenly catching on. Violet was flipping through the brochures.
Here's a picture of the Philadelphia Zoo. She held it.